Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So as I mentioned to the children, today's sermon comes from Paul's letter to the Galatians, chapter 6, verse 2. Bear one another's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. I have loved this verse for many, many years. In fact, in my Bible, the ink underneath it that I've underlined with has faded, which means it was probably a long time ago that I underlined it. I've liked it for a lot of years. Because when I read it, I feel affirmation about the life that I am, that we all are called to live, caring for others, supporting them, helping to meet the needs of others. This verse makes us feel strong and confident and empowered. This is what we are called to do in the body of Christ. While I was preparing for this sermon, I was imagining all of you, and since you all kind of sit in the same place every Sunday, I can close my eyes and think of all of your faces. And as I was thinking of each of you, I couldn't think of a single person here who wouldn't do anything for anyone that anyone needed. I think if there was a need presented to me any day of the week, I could call any of you and say, there's this need, will you help me meet it? And you would jump at it. As individuals and as a congregation, we are really good at bearing one another's burdens. And that is a beautiful and faithful thing. And yet, for as many times as I have read and recited this verse, bear one another's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ, this week was the first time that I felt conviction in reading it. Not conviction that we aren't bearing one another's burdens, conviction that we don't always let others bear our burdens. We can be quite resistant to letting others bear our burdens, can't we? So I spent some time pondering why we don't want to burden others. Perhaps sometimes it's out of fear. What will they think of me if they know that I'm struggling in these ways? What will they think of me if I let them bear these burdens? Will they still love me? Will they judge me? Perhaps sometimes we're resistant to letting others bear our burdens out of shame. We feel shame for having needs and for struggling and for needing help sometimes in our struggles. Maybe sometimes we don't feel worthy. We don't feel worthy enough to let others bear our burdens, to help us, to come alongside of us. You see, our culture has taught us that we are to be entirely and completely independent all the time, no matter what, and that anything less than that is a sign of weakness. And we're taught to be ashamed of our weakness. And we think that others will love us less if we show our weaknesses to others. This is a limited list of some of the reasons why we resist letting others bear our burdens, and I invite you to spend a few minutes this week sitting with this question and to put words to why you yourself don't want others to bear your burdens. And whatever the reason or reasons, here is the truth of what it means to be a child of God. It means that you are a sibling to all of your siblings in the church, in the family of God, and not just the family of God here at Holly Grove, but the family of God all over the world. And in God's family, we have made promises to one another in baptism, to love one another, and to care for one another, to pray for one another, and to support one another. And even if we're pretty faithful in the ways that we live out these promises, we aren't always so faithful in receiving the ways that these promises are lived out toward us. And I don't think what's being offered here in Galatians, this call to bear one another's burdens, is an either-or option. I think it's both. We are called to carry one another's burdens, and we're called to let others bear our burdens. The word for this is interdependence. So think of it like a pendulum. On the one side is dependence, and on the other side is independence. And somewhere in the middle is interdependence, a mutually dependent way of living. So we start out our lives over here being completely dependent, and then we swing over here to being completely independent. But what hopefully happens in life, and especially in the body of Christ, is that we even out and come somewhere in the middle where we are interdependent, moving freely and graciously between dependence and independence as we depend on one another, as we support one another, as we care for one another. This interdependence, is the kind of relationship that God calls us to in the church, where we are mutually dependent upon one another, bearing one another's burdens, and letting them bear ours. You see, in the book of Galatians, the Apostle Paul insists that the church is to be a community in which we share responsibilities for one another's lives. Life in the Spirit, life together, is God's family in community. And our life together is to be modeled after the self-sacrificing love of Jesus. This is what the second part of that verse means. In this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ. The law of Christ is the way that Jesus fulfills the law, through love and with love. Jesus continuously emptied himself by spending his life faithfully and completely living out the love of neighbor. When we look to the interests of others and not our own, when we put others ahead of ourselves, we faithfully mirror the character of Jesus, who loved himself and gave himself for us, both in life and in death. And so this is the kind of life and love that we are called to mirror and reflect in our relationships. I know it's hard to let others bear our burdens. I'm quite terrible at it myself. Because when we let others bear our burdens, we have to be vulnerable. And being vulnerable is really hard. Because it can open us up to more fear and more shame and more judgment. But it can also open us up to more love and to more grace, to more kindness and more hope. In the church, in God's family, we are called to live differently. And one of those ways is to be interdependent, to be mutually dependent on one another. We are to model the self-sacrificing love of Jesus in all of our relationships. And that doesn't just mean that we empty ourselves as we love and care for others. It means that we also empty ourselves and let others care and love us so that we can receive the love that they have to offer and let them bear our burdens as well. Brothers and sisters, may God give us the strength and the courage and the grace to let others love us and to let them bear our burdens as well. Amen.